This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the second hour of the Alex Jones Show, Dr. Richard Bartlett on the phone line. We are now joined by the mother of the 17-year-old girl who was humiliated and, I mean, you could say tortured. I mean, if you did this in a jail or, you know, you had a prisoner you're trying to get answers from, they'd call this torture, suffocating them with a bag over their head. But they're kind enough to just call it humiliation. And so, Dr. Richard Bartlett, do you want to introduce the mother of this young girl that, in my view, got tortured inside a hospital, forced to suffocate under a plastic bag? Dr. Richard Bartlett.
Natalie is the mother, and Natalie's 17-year-old daughter was sick with COVID. And so Natalie did the right thing. She sought medical help. Unfortunately, many people are being betrayed. They look for help, but they get a bag over their head, or they're being deprived from potentially life-saving medicines like budesonide nebulizer treatments. If you're a retired state senator who can call the governor of Georgia, then you might eventually get it after the doctors deny it over and over. But Natalie's daughter, she brought her daughter to the emergency room, and to her shock and horror, a plastic bag was placed over her daughter. I have no explanation for that. Natalie was there. I was not. As an ER doctor, I have never done that to anybody. Natalie, can you tell us what in the world is going on?
Yes, that was my question. They said they're going to keep her. I'm sorry. And then they were going to transport her, and they came with a bag. And they said that they had to put it over her head. And I said, are you serious? Like, she can't breathe. She has her mask. I figured the mask would be enough. And they said, no, it was protocol. They had to put the bag if they were going to be in the halls with other people.
Wow. I'm speechless. I think Del Bigtree summed it up really well. Speechless was his one word. This is insanity. This is unethical, immoral. Some people would call it child abuse. And for people that are complicit with that, complying with it, I have no explanation for putting a suffocating hazard over a child's head, or putting, I think that we'd probably react quickly if we went into the ER and we saw someone with a pillow over someone's face. But this is insane. I have no excuse for this. It's inexcusable, and it needs to be held accountable. Thank God we have people like Ken Paxton, who's our Attorney General of Texas, who is interested in protecting the Texans, the individual Texans' rights. And so I'm so grateful that he's our attorney general. He's a real hero. Everybody should listen to what he says. But it's time for a change in Texas. If this is what can be done under the current leadership, if this is what can be done under the current leadership of that hospital, if this is what is acceptable to the orderlies and the lab techs and the x-ray techs and the nurses and everybody that sees a kid getting rolled down the anxious, short of breath with a plastic bag over their head, somebody should have reached over there and pulled that off the child's head and helped them. I have no excuse for this.
It was like a normal thing for them.
But everybody seemed to have accepted it.
Yeah, it was just like, okay, if you're just walking by with a bag over your head.
I guess 4 years in Nazi Germany, people started to think certain things were normal about people coming off of trains and then not appearing again after they go in for a shower. This is not acceptable. Owen's right. You're right. I'm right. This common sense. This is not acceptable. This will not fly. I didn't see this in the CDC protocol, but I wouldn't be surprised. By the way, early effective outpatient treatment with budesonide has not been acknowledged by CDC, or the FDA has not emergency use authorized budesonide. But this is allowed? By who? And I say no more. This is crazy. What is your advice, Natalie, after this happened to your daughter?
I don't think that they should put a bag over their head. She got really anxious. She couldn't breathe. And it's just, I think it makes it harder for them. If they can't breathe already and you put a bag over their head, like, when you were little, they told you don't put bags over your head.
Yeah, it even says on plastic bags, keep out of reach of children because of suffocation. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan, and that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price. We probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast. You get incredible products at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we have Dr. Richard Bartlett on the line, and Natalie, the mother of a young girl who went to a hospital for COVID treatment, and she was told to put a plastic bag over her head. If you're hearing this just now for the first time, you're probably thinking this is a joke or this is insane. It can't be. No, we have the images. It's a real thing. And apparently that was normal protocol there. Boy, I hope we're reaching rock bottom of this COVID insanity, but somehow I doubt it. And I'd like to see, and maybe Natalie can give us more information on this, I think that you should probably even try to find another one of these bags. I wouldn't be surprised if on the bag it even says suffocation risk on it, like many plastic bags do, because it says it's an equipment cover on the bag, so it's obviously not intended for humans. But, Natalie, let's just draw back. Tell the audience what happened that day. Your daughter gets sick. You take her to the hospital. She goes to the hospital for treatment. Just break down just how the day went. You go to the hospital. You're talking to doctors. And then you see your daughter with the bag over her head. Just try to relive that. I know it's traumatizing. I know it's emotional. We'll be patient here. But just try to explain to the audience what it was like that day.
It was very hard. Her oxygen was already low. Her oxygen was in 85, 86 when we got there. They tested her for COVID. We already knew she was positive, and they still tested her again. And then they said that she needed to be on oxygen, so they put her on oxygen. And then they said they were going to keep her just to make sure she was okay because she was low on oxygen. And then they came to transport us, and then she brought a bag. And I'm like, okay, what's that for? She says, we have to put it over her head. And I said, for what? She says, anytime we transport them through the halls where there's other patients, we have to put it over their head. I'm like, okay. So she had the mask on already and the bag. She kept saying she couldn't breathe. So she took off the mask and they told her she had to put the mask back on. So she put the mask back on and then they took us to the room, but the way to the room, she had to wear the bag. When she got in the room, she could take off the bag. But she had to keep it, so if she had to do any x-rays, CAT scans, she had to put the bag back on anytime she was in the hallways with other people. And then they tested her and all of that, and then we stayed the night. And then the next morning, they came in and said they were taking her to ICU for DKA. And then they put the bag back on her and took her to ICU, and she had to wear the bag until she was in the room. Once she was in the room, she didn't have to wear the bag. It was just anytime she left the room, she had to wear the bag.
And what hospital was this at again?
Medical Center in Odessa, Texas.
And you're to be understood that this is the protocol for this?
That's what she said, that anytime any patient had COVID and being admitted, they had to wear the bag anytime they were in the hallways with any other people.
Did you see anybody else in the bag, like your daughter, that day?
No.
But they said that that was normal protocol, so we're to assume that hundreds or potentially even thousands of people were put in a bag to suffocate, and that was considered protocol?
Yes, sir.
Well, folks, I know that this sounds unbelievable, but you can go to InfoWars.com right now. We have the story. We have the images of this, so you can see it for yourself. And I know that this was tough for you, Natalie, but you know, good job with your instincts to take a picture of this for the world to see. Who knows? You could be saving people from this treatment in the future. So maybe some good will come of this this torture your daughter and you have had to go through. But again, folks, you can see the images at InfoWars.com. The headline, dehumanized COVID patient in Texas hospital had plastic bag placed over her head. Dr. Richard Bartlett, I mean, now we're supposed to believe that this is considered a protocol there, which is even perhaps harder to believe. So what? They've been doing this to hundreds, maybe thousands of people? And, I mean, how do you even have this going on for so long and it takes Natalie to be the first one to show it's happening?
Right. Well, you know, this is not the only thing that I disagree with at that hospital. I've been promoting early effective outpatient treatment and late care for ARDS patients with budesonide, and patients' loved ones have been denied repeatedly the budesonide, it's just a nightmare. I think whoever the administrator should be held accountable. I think Harry Truman. I was born in Missouri. Harry Truman had on his desk, "The buck stops here." He was going to be responsible and be accountable for anything that happened on his watch, is what that implies. I think that whoever's running the hospital should be held accountable. And if taxpayer dollars are paying for his leadership, and this is the fruit of his leadership, I think that maybe we need different leadership. But and the doctors that have been complicit in this, involved in this, if they, I'm not sure if they were trained in the United States. Where did they go to medical school? Where are they from? This is not how we do things in America. I'm saying doctors that are involved in this, that I don't know how they could keep their license if, once it's proven that they're involved in this, that this is their recommendation, that this is their protocol. I don't know how the medical board would stand by for this when they're attacking doctors for doing early effective outpatient treatment with budesonide or ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. People have been, doctors have been attacked, and there's been attempts to totally destroy them and do character assassination for doing the unthinkable, treating patients that are sick. But this is crazy, and those doctors should be held accountable. If they're on a contract with that hospital, I don't know how they're gonna how they could justify keeping them on the contract with the hospital. People need to be held accountable. This is that time in human history where atrocities like this need to be called out and held accountable. This is insane. Post-traumatic stress disorder. If someone's hypoxic, they could have a heart attack. They could have a stroke. There's all kinds of arrhythmias. You can have all kinds of problems with hypoxia.
They can suffocate to death. I mean, people have suffocated to death in plastic bags. So well said, Dr. Richard Bartlett. Let me ask you this, though. You're at the hospital. You're in a room. You're treating a patient. You leave the room. You get out in the hallway, and you see a patient with a plastic bag over her head. What would your response be? What would you do?
I'd rip her off her head. I'd do exactly what you do, the immediate thing. You take care of people. You do. It's your training. It's your instinct. I've had people hit by cars on the side of the road. I've had to run over there and rescue them, open their airway, and eventually call for an ambulance. And I started IVs on the side of the road. I'd take my belt off and tie it around someone's leg if they were bleeding to death, if they needed a tourniquet, not because the belt is FDA approved. Common sense is still allowed. Common sense still has a place in Texas. And this is unconscionable. This is contrary to common sense. And just because a doctor says it doesn't mean it's so. And this is evidence of that. If there's doctors, critical care doctors, they're experts, quote unquote, that said that this is their protocol that they've come up with. Well, this is evidence that just because a doctor says something doesn't mean it's true. As a matter of fact, it might be the opposite of the truth. This is not good for patients to put plastic over their head when they're hypoxic. And if a doctor says that this is what they're recommending, that doctor should not be practicing medicine. He should be doing something else. Find something else you could do appropriately. Do something else. But this is not contributing. This is harming people and putting them potentially in life-threatening situations. Absolutely. This is insane. If I saw this in a hallway, I'd immediately rescue the patient.
Yeah, if you saw your kid running in the kitchen with a plastic bag over your head, you'd rip it off. If you saw anything like this, I mean, it's just, this is so common sense. And I'm just curious, in 30 seconds to break here, the bag says equipment cover on it. I'm guessing this is a common thing in hospitals. I mean, so they just have equipment cover bags? I mean, there has to be some warning on it, too, like keep out of reach of children. I mean, do you know anything about these bags that are putting on people?
No, but I hope that more comes out. And now that this is leaked out and that this has been happening right under our nose, what else is happening? You know, we hear about human trafficking happening underneath our nose in our communities. This is an example of something else that you see just a glimmer of things that are totally inappropriate, totally wrong. And you cannot look the other.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're back here on the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones with us on the line, Dr. Richard Bartlett as well, and the mother of the 17-year-old girl who was forced to put a plastic bag over her head against all logic and common sense. And we're now learning that this has been the policy at that hospital for over a year. This has been going on for over a year. You put a plastic bag over a child's head as a parent, you could be responsible for crimes, for child abuse. But, oh, this is policy at a hospital? Dr. Richard Bartlett, you were making such an eloquent call to action. You were cut off by the break. Pick it off where you left off there. Pick it up where you left off on this call to action right now for nurses, for doctors, for people in hospitals, for just all Americans.
For all Americans at this point, we have to call out abuse of power. This is abuse of power. This is a picture of medical tyranny, but it is abuse of power at the core. And so as these things are uncovered, I think of Arthur Pulowski, the pastor up in Canada, who's been arrested and he's been mistreated and abused by the government. Abuse of power needs to be held accountable from this point forward. And if people have been governors, senators, congressmen, and stood silent by while all this stuff has been happening to Americans, they need to be removed. Vote for someone else. Vote for a change. For freedom. Vote for freedom. But we need to also hold local hospital administrators accountable, local doctors accountable. Enough is enough. And so, that is my message. Hold accountable abuse of power, and doctors have abused this greatly. Alex?
Absolutely. I'm just listening to you, and totally agreeing. That's why I called in. As you hit the break and were saying, I have a call to action for the listeners, and I just hope people understand that it looks like the globalists are losing because the truth's coming out. And at one level, they are, but their original plan is to break down our industrial society and create a post-industrial world. And so that's what they're really doing right now. And so I think it's very important people understand that none of this makes sense. None of this on the surface looks good because it's not designed to be good. It's meant to destroy trust in our institutions. It's meant to bring our country down. And on the ashes of it, they're going to build world governments. That's what's so sophisticated about the racial division and all the other divisions that are taking place here is they're using our own institutions against us. And the people inside the system that are going along with it think that they're just part of a collective and actually helping people, but they're not. So it's the minions that also think they're doing good following orders that need to wake up and see how they're part of a larger plan to bring down the civilization. I just want to thank this lady for having the courage to speak up. Think how many people didn't speak up when they were putting, these bags over their bodies, I mean, all the way down to their stomachs. This is all, again, just a raw exercise of power, and I'm just tuning into the show. I just had to call in and ask that question. Thanks.
Dr. Richard Bartlett, let me ask you a quick question here, and then we'll get a final word from Natalie. If somebody came in with a child that you saw was suffering from hypoxia, and you found out that the child was having a plastic bag put on their head at home, what would you do in response to that as a doctor?
We would absolutely immediately call law enforcement. That is child abuse, and that doesn't even take a moment's thought. That's what should happen. And if I see that happen in the hospital, it's not impossible to believe it has happened before, that there has been abuse in hospitals and nursing homes. That's been in the history of the United States. Bad things sometimes happen. And if I saw someone putting a pillow over someone's head in a hospital bed, I would intervene. If I saw someone put a plastic bag over someone's head that was hypoxic, I would intervene. And I would probably not be on the same page as the doctors that say that this is their policy. I have not been on their page about early effective outpatient treatment or using budesonide nebulized treatments for ARDS in the hospital, which has rescued many people. Just yesterday, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West made it public on social media. He was rescued with monoclonal antibodies and budesonide nebulizer treatments in his hospital in Plano. That should be available for everybody. I have locked horns with doctors in this same hospital that are okay with plastic bags over children's heads. I'm not okay with, I'm not on the same page with them on several things.
Natalie, thank you for joining us. I know this must be tough, just enduring it, seeing this treatment of your daughter as well, especially at a place, a hospital that you think you should be able to trust fully, and now you can't. You don't probably ever want to leave your kid in the hospital ever again unattended, sadly, because of this. Final words, Natalie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was hard, but hopefully this will help and it'll stop, because it's very hard seeing your kid in a plastic bag when they can't breathe and them telling you you have to leave it on. So thank you very much.
Natalie, thank you very much, and I can't believe that it took over a year of this treatment for somebody to blow the whistle on it, for somebody to take a picture of it, for somebody to call it out, but that's the case. It was you, Natalie, and you know, hopefully this will not be, the treatment of your daughter will not be in vain, and we can stop this torturous treatment of people at this clinic so that they don't have to endure putting a bag over the head. I'm sorry, hold on, the crew, what was that? Okay. What about your husband?
Natalie, there was another family member who's who had her 16-year-old son and her husband sick with COVID, and they came to the ER, and the husband was put on the ventilator and passed shortly after that. But the son had the same plastic bag treatment. I've heard about and talked to that family today as well. I can't believe this is happening over and over again at that place. This is a county hospital with county taxpayer dollars. This is a county hospital that should be providing care for the community and be a safety net for the community. This should not happen. And if these doctors are from other countries and have different philosophies of the value of human life or the value of patient rights, that's not acceptable in Texas, putting plastic over children's heads.
Are you going to be looking further into this, Dr. Bartlett, about how long this has been going on? How many people have had to endure this?
I expect that this is something the whole community is going to take a close look at. And as a community, we need to respond. And we should not allow the same leadership that has allowed this. If they've been aware of it and they've allowed this, what do you call that if such a thing as child abuse and you're watching it happen? If this is deemed child abuse, I don't think it's healthy, to put it mildly. It's insanity.
Yeah, child abuse in the home, but protocol in a hospital, it makes no sense. Natalie, how is your daughter right now, by the way? Is she getting better?
Better. She's getting better.
Well, our prayers are with your daughter. Our prayers are with you and your family. I just can't even imagine what this experience has been like for you. And, folks, we can't. I hope the community does make a fuss about this, because, again, this would be considered child abuse in the home, but somehow it's considered policy in the hospital. Dr. Richard Bartlett, thank you so much for joining us today. Natalie, thank you so much for joining us today. And, folks, I know that this sounds crazy to believe. I know. But you can go to Infowars.com and see it for yourself. We have the images. And I think that this is probably just the beginning of this story.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now that's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, what a crazy story we just covered. Remember, folks, this doesn't get out. This story doesn't get out. These videos don't get seen. This coverage doesn't get heard unless you share the links. Spread the videos wherever, however you can. Tell friends and family about InfoWars. You want to understand what this COVID madness is all about? Here's the place to go. Tell them about freeworldnews.tv. That's how we get the message out. Distribution by proxy, as James O'Keefe has coined the term. And it's your support that keeps us on the air, and then it's your effort to get the information out that makes it have a greater impact. Now, I'm going to start pile driving through all this news, and more news is just coming in as I'm sitting here. It's just building up on my desk. So let me just turn into a news pile driver right here on air and get this out. So, all right, we just covered the story about how it's a hospital policy to put a plastic bag over people's heads. I mean, it's just total insanity. This has to be rock bottom, but they'll find a way to go lower, I'm sure. You know, potential suffocating of its patients by forcing them into a plastic bag. Child abuse at home, hospital policy for COVID. But we've covered that, so let's move on. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a great American, and this story is now becoming the main story as CEOs and major companies that have been devastated by this vaccine mandate are all blaming Biden. But here's the catch. There is no mandate. It doesn't even exist. It was just a Biden press release. It was just a dictate of the Democrat Party and Anthony Fauci. Here's Marley Taylor, Taylor Greene on Twitter. There is no federal law mandating vaccines. We never voted on it because it does not exist. There is also no rule under OSHA that allows for companies to be fined for not wearing or for not mandating vaccines. Corporate communism needs to end now. Biden is not a dictator. No, he can barely even pull his own pants up or tie his shoes or walk. Moving on. New studies. Natural immunity in COVID-19. 29 scientific studies to share with employers, health officials, and politicians. 29 studies now, all showing natural immunity works. Natural immunity works. You don't have any studies that show the vaccines are safe and effective. You have the exact opposite. The vaccines are killing people. The vaccines are causing vaccine variants to spread. And then the studies that they do, they find out, oh, well, it looks like immunity lasts for maybe 30 days. Or maybe it's 70% effective max with some of these vaccines, but you are the experiment, so they're figuring all that out now. Rob Schneider turns out to be one of the good people in Hollywood. We salute him. Take a stand with your fellow Americans for freedom and fight this authoritarian tyranny while we still can. And he shares the video of the pilot who talked about how he's being forced off the job because of the vaccine mandate. By the way, I've got a new development on that as well coming up. Richest man in the world, Elon Musk. Elon Musk leaves California, describing lockdowns as fascist. Yes, the left has always been the fascists. That's why Antifa has been such an ironic joke, going after Trump or conservatives or free market capitalists, ignoring the actual fascists at Google and Apple and big tech and in the Democrat Party. Now, you have to understand, when you see these headlines about the vaccine, it's all marketing. So, oh, black people aren't taking the vaccine. Let's do a marketing push for black people. Oh, and so now it's, oh, pregnant mothers don't want to take the vaccine. Let's do a marketing push for pregnant mothers. And they do it in a disguise, a camouflage of a news story like this in ABC News. This is a vaccine marketing scam disguised as a news report. Families speak out as COVID-19 Delta variant proves dangerous for pregnant people. But what about the vaccine? No, see, this is all about making you afraid of COVID or Delta or whatever, the vaccine variant, so that you go get that vaccine because they know pregnant mothers aren't taking it because they know the risks and they don't want their baby to have the side effects. And they don't want their baby to have potential side effects if they get it and they breastfeed. So they say, oh, look, here's a, just think marketing. It's basic marketing. Where is a group of people that we're not reaching? The vaccine manufacturers ask. And then they say, oh, well, we don't have very many pregnant people that are getting the vaccine. So they say, okay, let's pay for a story in ABC News to make pregnant mothers afraid of COVID so that they get the vaccine. And we'll camouflage it as a news story so they don't know it's just a marketing campaign. Two more hospitals demand mandatory vaccination before allowing organ transplants. The stories at InfoWars.com. So that's now three hospitals. But remember, Democrats tell you, socialists tell you, healthcare is a right. Healthcare is a human right, they say. Healthcare is a human right. Nobody should be denied healthcare for no reason whatsoever. Oh, but now, unless it's you don't have a vaccine, then it's okay. Oh, I see. I get it. You're tyrants, actually, is what you are. You're authoritarians, actually, is what you are. Oh, here's the science on the other side of the vaccine effectiveness versus natural immunity effectiveness. Researchers see fading vaccine effect as 7 in 10 COVID deaths in Sweden are fully vaccinated. 70% of COVID deaths in Sweden fully vaccinated. And you have all different data sets that are coming out now that prove the vaccine is either not effective and or killing people. As you have more COVID deaths since the vaccine than prior to the vaccine. Oh, but they're not blaming Biden for that. That's pretty amazing. We don't even have the common sense to say, where were the variants for the first year of this virus, and how come they just started happening after the vaccine? Ah, that's because the vaccine causes the variants. More from the pilot that had that viral video. We played it yesterday. It's growing by tens and of thousands. Pilot behind viral anti-vax pro-freedom video says thousands are joining the U.S. Freedom Flyers organization every day. So something's going to have to give here, and the egg is going to end up being on Biden's face, I think, because of the pilot standing up, the nurses standing up, the doctor standing up, the average American standing up, and then Biden is going to be the scapegoat for the vaccine mandates. And these CEOs, who they were all about the mandates, they're going to act like they had nothing to do with it. They were all about it. They're all corporate fascists as well. But they're going to use Biden as the scapegoat and say, he said we had to do it. It's Biden's fault. So the demise of Biden will continue. And then, you know, I don't have time to get into it because it's just such a redundant thing. But every day I have stacks of news, whether it's Nancy Pelosi of the Democrat Party, when Trump was in office saying, don't take the vaccine. It's being rushed for political reasons. It could kill people. Whether it's David Axelrod, big liberal reporter, saying the exact same thing, fast tracking this vaccine to get elected, Donald Trump, you're going to kill people. I just stacks of these news. Defiant L's is an account that just documents all of this. And it just shows how they're all liars. It just shows how they're all frauds. When Trump was in office, they all said the vaccine was going to be deadly and not to take it. And then as soon as Biden got in, they told you have to take it. So what does that tell you about these people? At least one, you shouldn't trust them. Now, this is a hilarious self-own by the left that they just haven't figured out yet. And I hope this isn't the reality of the case. But there's a meme that's going around, or a cartoon that's going around, of liberals making. And they think it's some sort of an own of the unvaccinated. And guys, if you want to do a doc cam here, it's a group of basically stick figures, and all of them are standing on the ground or laying on the ground in gray, and then one of them is red. And the caption says, standing up, the one that's red is standing up, the gray are all on the ground. And the caption says, this is Bob. Bob isn't vaccinated and apparently has superpowers which enable him to infect and kill vaccinated people while preserving his own life. Bob is selfish. And they somehow think this is an own of the unvaccinated. When, if anything, this is a total cell phone. You're admitting that the vaccines don't work and or are killing you, and that the only people that will survive COVID are the unvaccinated. But these are not bright people that we're dealing with, so I shouldn't be so surprised that that is the case. But hey, Nancy Pelosi came out the other day. We have the video at Infowars.com in an article. Megalomaniac Pelosi admits she thinks a lot about ruling the world. Oh, yes, we know, Nancy. We know that you and your fellow communists and fascists and totalitarians and authoritarians in government, we know you think you want to run the world. We know you've made deals with the Chinese communists. We know you've made deals with the UN. We're just waking up to it. And you think it's all a big game. You think it's all a big joke. It's not going to end so well. All right. More news on the other side. And then we have a whistleblower nurse who's standing up against the vaccines joining us as well. It's all coming up on The Alex Jones Show. Remember, 5 days left for the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Only 5 days left for these big sales.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, we have just highlighted a level of evil that's going on in response to this COVID, where they have a policy to put plastic bags over people's heads in a hospital. It'd be called suffocation or child abuse anywhere else, but in the hospital for COVID, somehow that works. But as evil as that is, this story might be even worse. And you want to try to make sense of this in your head, you only reach the worst conclusions possible. But it's always the same people doing these evil, dastardly deeds. So, in Loudoun County, for some odd reason, there are school boards, which are obviously Democrats, that are desperate, and it's a top priority to have transgender bathrooms and or have the access of transsexuals to any bathroom be a policy. And so this is a top priority for them. Who knows why? But Democrats on school boards in Loudoun County have been trying to get either transgender bathrooms and or let transsexuals into whatever bathroom that they want to identify as. And this has been a top priority. So back in June, I guess, months ago, there was a situation in Loudoun County where a transsexual individual, a male, biologically, went into the female bathroom as a transsexual, allegedly, or pretending to be,
and raped a girl. Here's a headline in the Daily Mail. Loudoun County father who was dragged out of woke school board meeting reveals his daughter was raped in the girl's bathroom by a skirt-wearing male who was arrested for assaulting a second girl months later. Now, so you say, whoa, a second girl? Well, I'm jumping forward. So, the transsexual biological male rapes a girl in the woman's bathroom at this school. Now, the Democrats on the school board are in the middle of trying to pass the official policy at the school to let men go into the bathroom with women if they claim that they're women, if they identify as female, or have transsexuals be able to go in whatever bathroom they want. Just blur the lines of reality. So they covered up a rape for a political purpose. The Democrats on the Loudoun County School Board covered up a rape of a girl in the women's bathroom so they could get the policy they wanted passed. And they had the father of the girl who was raped removed from school board meetings because they didn't want that information getting out. Because, hey, yeah, you're trying to pass policy to let men go into the female bathrooms and you just had a rape. You just had a man rape a girl in the female bathroom. Boy, that doesn't work well for that argument. That doesn't work well for that policy push, does it? No, it does not. So what did they do? They covered up a rape. Does it get more evil than that to cover up a rape for your own political agenda that on its face doesn't even make sense? To want to have boys in the girl's bathroom already doesn't even make sense? But that's such a top priority to you? You cover up the rape of an innocent young girl? And so what happens? The individual that raped the young girl has now raped a second girl in the girl's bathroom. Good job, Democrats. Good job, liberals on that school board. Because of you and your priorities and your policy, two girls have been raped. How many rapes happen in this country because of leftist policy? How many rapes happen at the southern border and people crossing the southern border illegally in that caravan? How many rapes happen because of the Democrat open border policy? How many rapes are going to happen in female bathrooms because Democrats want men going into them? Well, we know of two at one high school. How evil, how sick, how twisted, how diabolical, how disturbed, how satanic can we get? Hey, we really want to pass policy at our school to let boys go into the girls' bathroom. Hey, a boy just raped a girl in the girls' bathroom. Are you sure you want to do that? Uh-oh. Well, let's make sure nobody finds out about that. Let's ban the father from speaking at school board meetings. Let's call the local media, make sure nobody reports this, and let's bury the rape of an innocent girl so that we can get more boys in the girls' bathroom. Okay, whatever you say, Democrats. And then what happens is they cover up one rape, a second rape happens. That's what happens. A second rape of an innocent girl in a girl's bathroom. A girl can't even go to the bathroom in her own high school without being worried she's going to get raped because of Democrat psychosis policy? This should make you sick. This should make you outraged. This is so diabolical, I can't even believe I'm covering it on the air. I can't even, and we know how diabolical these people are. We know how diabolical our politicians are. We've seen the loony left. We've seen the Looney Tunes psychotic, disturbed left. But this? You don't even have enough of a soul to be upset that a girl got raped in her bathroom? You put your own sick political agenda ahead of stopping rape of innocent girls, high school girls, in bathrooms? You are seriously disturbed. You are not recognizable anymore as a human. That's demonic. And now a second girl has been raped. And we know who is directly responsible. It's that Loudoun County School Board, run by Democrats. You are now directly responsible for two girls being raped. Every media outlet should be on this story, making a big deal out of it. But they won't, because all the liberal media wants boys and girls' bathrooms anyway. So how many girls have to be raped in the girls' bathroom by biological males claiming they're females until this becomes a big story? Alex Jones joins me on the line to talk about this outrage. Alex, how do you even cover this?
Well, I'm sitting here with my wife and with my older children and my four-year-old daughter at the beach, and I just can't help pull myself away because I'm listening to the show and I'm pulling off the articles you talk about them, and I just wanted to call in with the answer to why this is happening. Take the Catholic Church. In the last 40 years, we know leftist pedophiles got into seminary, got into priesthood, and then used higher-level groups trying to cover it up because they said, oh, this will bring down the church. So the higher-level folks at that time, the evidence has now come out, were not involved. But this sex cult, this global satanic order was able to get in and get control because they put their people in. Well, it's just like the Boy Scouts 10 years ago began to pay for condoms to even be handed out to people as young as six at the Boy Scout Jubilees. And I said back then, watch, they're setting it up just like the Catholic Church. They are going to have massive amounts of pedophilia and just basically a huge homosexual orgy at these big Boy Scout world events. Well, within 4 years of that happening, it came out that there were thousands of rapes of children as young as 6 years old, just like they'd done, said they would do, including Cub Scouts, by teenagers, by men, you name it. The system sued the Boy Scouts. Now they're bankrupt. Now they're basically shut down. And it's the same thing with every other institution they want to take over. So this is how they put these operatives in. They know that once they do this, there's going to be a bunch of rapes and a bunch of abuse. They encourage male predators to say they're women, to get women pregnant in prison, you name it, saying they're women. They then rape the women. They then rape the little girls, just like Andrew Cuomo said famously on CNN, hey, if your 10-year-old daughter doesn't like seeing a man's penis, well, you know, she's a hate monger. Because people said on CNN, hey, they're wanting to put full-grown men in the girls' showers. They're wanting to have the male soccer coach, the male basketball coach, say he's a woman in the showers. Because if they get you to do that, you'll accept anything. So this is how they corrupt institutions. This is how they come in and take over groups. Same thing with COVID. They're getting hospitals to go under UN control and deny people life-giving care. The UN's telling them the type of care with a ventilator to then kill them. Then they take $53,000 for each person they intubate. Now that whole hospital chain has been part of the corruption. Now the nurses and doctors are part of it. And that's how you corrupt civilization. That's how you take over society. So this targeting of our children with genderless toys and all of this is saying your children can't be boys or girls. They can't follow their biology. Then the last key, and it's even on CNN today, they admit it, is the phthalates and the chemicals and the plastics that make boys feminine and girls go into puberty earlier. That's why genital sizes are shrinking. Testosterone's way down.
Alex, I've got a story on that testosterone right here I'm going to cover. But Alex, I think that maybe we're the problem here. You know, I guess if a transsexual person walks into the men's room or the girls' room and says, hey, I'm going to have my way with you, and you don't want that, I guess that makes you the bigot. I mean, the trannies going into bathrooms, I guess they should just be allowed to do whatever they want, Alex. Well, I mean, how dare us?
Remember the convicted rapist who went into the women's spa in L.A., and went into the hot tub with the naked women and said, you know, this is my genitals. I want to have sex with you. And the left came out and Antifa came out and beat up Asian people who protested having their wives have a convicted rapist that basically assaulted them. That's assault when a man comes into a woman's bathroom with a hard on and gets in the bathtub with them, or, you know, gets in the jacuzzi with the grandmother, the mother, and their young daughter who wanted to have private time in a hot tub. So that's what all this is about. It's about them getting in our space, them both.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.